Hi guys, welcome back to Ayoruboa Speaks Literally. I'm your host Ayoruboa. You're welcome to a brand new season, brand new episodes, brand new environment. We have so much to catch up on. Meanwhile, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do so. You can listen to this podcast on all your podcast platforms. All right, so today we're going to be chatting with Maria. And she's a long-time friend. I think 5 years is long. It's even more than five. We are quite old in the friendship. And we discuss our favorite TV show couples because life is hard. So sometimes we like to live vicariously through TV show characters. And so we talk about our thoughts on these characters and we have a whole catch-up in the conversation. So please join us and... if you can, comment about your favorite TV show characters. All right? Okay, bye. Oh, not bye, but like, okay, let's go into the episode.
Well, damn.
Hello. How are you feeling? So glad you tuned in. Let's get to talking. Ayoruboa speaks literally. Yeah, she's speaking literally. About things like literary. Whether happy, scary, or teary, she'll have you feeling very merry. She's about to count.
Hi guys, welcome back. And so like I said, I have a very special guest with me today. And this guest was my roommate in the university. We were roommates for the whole of university because it took a lot of struggle, a lot of havoc and mayhem to be able to convince our parents to let us stay in a hostel. That's a story for another day. But ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to this episode with Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hey, this is your hi.
I was going for a very British hi, like, you know, when you go on a TV show and like Ellen and they're bringing you out and everybody's clapping, you go, hi.
That's what please. There's no audience here. Nobody's clapping for you, okay? If you want applause, I'll give it to you. So wait. Hold for the applause. It will come in.
Okay.
It will hold on. Okay. Okay, there's the applause. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
So welcome again to Ayoruboa Speaks. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Thank you for having me.
And so I've told the people that we were roommates, but tell us more about yourself before we get into the nitty-gritty of this episode.
Okay. I am a chocolate caramel plus size beauty. I have to, it's very important. I live in Kaswa, so if you ever want to visit me, you need your Ghana card and a visa. I'm a dog breeder. I breed Boerboels and I'm a cook. I have a food business online called Rizos, even though it's on hold for now. It's going to be back soon. So shamelessly plugging myself, watch out for it. And please place your orders when I start. I really beg you. My life depends on it.
How do you spell the Rizos so they can go and look for it?
R-I-Z-O-S. Rizos.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, so I was going to start the business with my kid sister. And she wanted to
shout
a
out
very
to
African
Thelma.
Name.
Shout out to Thelma.
Shout out to Lady T. Love you long time. And it was supposed to be going for a very African name. But I had a picture of, you know, an international brand. And I thought, you know what? Everybody eats rice, right? Rice.
Sure.
Very universal. And so what is something that I can say about rice that is catchy, that is, you know, sexy like my good self? And I thought Reese
sexy Spanish,
I think. Girl, sexy in every sense of the word, okay? So I thought Rizos is catchy, it's simple, it's short. Anybody can remember that. Yeah, that's how I came about the name.
You know what? I disagree with this approach.
Please.
Because if we can learn Volkswagen, they can learn Emo or Asida.
So, Emuzos?
Yes. Emuzos. Wow. Mufie, anything.
Wow. Wow.
But that's something we can catch a going to another day.
another day.
So yes, guys. So I just want to get into what we're going to talk about today. And so I was talking to my best friend who is popularly known as Foolish Girl. And we're talking about the new... Have you seen Abbott Elementary?
I have, but I haven't seen the new episode.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know there was a new one out.
There's season 3 out now, and we watched the first episode. And we're talking about Gregory and Janine, who are like the love ship characters of this of the series. Yep. And then she was telling me that the writers are taking their time. And I'm like, that's how they do it, though, because they want people to keep coming back. Like, people like us who like to watch shows, and then we are hooked on to ships.
We like to
keep coming back to see, oh, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen to these people? So, you know, that just brought the idea to me. Let's have an episode about our all-time favorite TV show ships or favorite TV show couples. And I know one, as I have Nigerian flatmates now, one really... Wewe, how do they say it? Wewe.
Your tongue is really upside down. Wow.
One Wewe like me is my roommate Maria, who can relate to these TV show couples that we all go crazy about. So that is what we're here to talk about today. So Maria, before we do all that, tell me some of your favorite TV shows. All types. Comedy, drama, horror, whatever.
Okay, let's see. I don't think that I've seen a horror TV show. I don't think that I've watched one. But sitcoms are my absolute favorite. And from the top of my head, Friends, Girlfriends, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There's some new ones on Netflix. Something Washington's, Marlon's. There's New Girl. And there's one about a crazy girlfriend, My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I don't know if you've seen that one. It was on Netflix a while ago. I think you've taken
it. I haven't seen it.
My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And then my all-time favorite when it comes to drama and ships would be Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see, you mentioned Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then I just remembered that time when we were in school, right?
Oh,
my
God. And
that was something that we would watch... We watched it.
There were some boys in the next room.
We heard them watching it because we could hear the theme song.
Yes.
How does the theme song even go?
I forgot.
Is it pom-pom? Something like that.
It was some loud music.
It was just loud, like pom-pom.
And they were playing it loud.
And then we were like, are you watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine? And then they said, yes, was that one season? We don't have that one.
We'll send it to you. I mean,
they never did.
Or they never did.
We never bothered.
We didn't know who they were. We were just shouting across. Oh my God.
And then, are they the same people that were fighting?
They what were the effrontery? Same people that were fighting.
The boys said, what effrontery do you have?
What effrontery? Oh my God. Oh, these are the days.
Now we are old.
Now we're old, right?
Wait, you are old anyway.
What do you mean?
Anyway, so yeah, let me tell you guys about my favorite, all-time favorite TV shows. And I like to watch Friends. That's my number one. Like, you can't even take me away from that show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm dedicating this episode to the memory of Matthew Perry. May Chandler he rest Bing. In peace. Yes, Chandler Bing. And Grey's Anatomy. People tell me that I should stop.
Please, God.
I should stop watching that show. Please. But honest, well, I have stopped though. I stopped at season 17.
Can you imagine?
Season 20.
Oh my God. What kind of generational sitcom is that? Is that even a sitcom?
It's not a sitcom. It's what drama.
Oh
it's
my God.
It's medical drama.
Season 20. There are people that are 20 years old that have been watching.
Well, listen. There's a show like Law and Order. You know how Law and Order, you know how long it has been.
Uh-huh.
So what's the difference?
I beg.
Please. It's a long. Grey's Anatomy is the longest running primetime drama on television.
I think it's because it's so long that I just have no interest in it at all. No interest. When will I start and when will I finish? This is just going to consume my entire life.
Truth. Let me tell you the truth. When I went to visit my sister over the holidays, I mean, she told me that she stopped watching Grey's Anatomy because of Shonda Rhimes killing off, you know, her favorite characters and
that's enough.
Crazy twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
But so she stopped me probably around season 5 or 4. And when I got there, I was on a Grey's Anatomy rewatch, and I was on season 9.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Ira, don't watch this in the hall, because if you watch it in the hall, I'll be addicted to it." And I said, "But I want to watch it, and I'm not watching anything right now." Long story short, I left the US, and my sister finished Grey's Anatomy up to season 19.
Oh my God.
She was stuck on it.
How many weeks has it been since you've been back? I don't even think it's been up to 3 weeks since you've been back.
See, she didn't sleep.
Oh my.
You call her, she doesn't answer. I said this girl's watching Grey's Anatomy.
I just want to know, did her children eat? Did she bath the babies?
The one with the babies.
Hey God, I couldn't. I just couldn't. Mm-mm.
Okay, so then I also like The Office. I don't know if you've watched it.
I've seen a few episodes, a few scenes, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, The Office, it took me like 3 tries. One person recommended it to me. I tried. I was like, nah, it's not my thing. Another person did. I was like, okay, I'll try it again. Still, then the third time, I said, okay, let me power through. And so the first season, that's how a lot of people see it. Like the first season, it's not going to catch you if you don't have that type of patience, but it picks up on the second season, and it's actually one of the greatest shows. So
really?
If you had to choose
between The Office or Office, is it The Office or Office?
The Office.
If you had to choose between The Office and Friends, which one would it be?
I choose Friends. I said that one. Because Friends has taken me through a lot of hard times, and only God knows. So
I know.
Hello?
I know.
The Office is one. And then have you ever seen Living Single?
No, I have not.
Okay. Living Single is like, it was there.
Is that the one that has Queen Latifah in it?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was there before Friends. And. Right. That's also very, very, very. Actually, I think I'll tell the truth. It's actually funnier than Friends. Living
Is
Single.
It?
Yeah, it's actually funnier than Friends.
Yeah.
So there are also shows I like Gilmore Girls. I like Blackish, New Girl.
Yeah.
What else?
Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. Yes, How I Met Your Mother. But How I Met Your Mother, I think it started to get annoying to me at a point.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Like, the story was, like, the ending was terrible for me. All this whyam, whyam,
you would,
whyam.
Yeah, you would think that he would end up with Robin, right?
Yeah.
But I think technically he did, because his kids asked him to go to her after all those years when his wife had died. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched it, sorry for the spoiler, but...
It's been years. They've had time to catch up.
Right. That's on you. That's on you at this point.
Jane the Virgin.
Jane the, oh my god, classic.
Yes. Have you watched Dawson's Creek too?
No, I haven't. I've not even heard of it before.
Oh god,
I haven't heard of it.
I think after this, we will have to get you to watch
some. Yeah, give me a list. Give me a list and let's see which one I done.
If the listeners have any shows that they'd like to recommend to us that have TV show couples that we must look out for, please let us know. So now let's start with our all-time favorites of the best TV couples that we know of. So for me, I'll tell you, I like, in my childhood growing up, I liked Ross and Rachel because I thought that they were great. But when you watch it again as a grown-up, you see that Ross and Rachel were terrible for each other.
Chaotic.
Like, chaos. Why?
Chaos is what it was. It was chaos.
And the best ship was actually
Monica and Chandler. The best. Monica, so you know, at a point, I was actually rooting for Joey and Rachel.
Oh no, I put that one there. No.
I was rooting for Joey.
I don't know. I don't know why they even brought that up. Why did they ever do that?
I think it was the very first time that I watched it. And I had already seen a few scenes on TV. I think they used to show it on either GTV or TV3 after Sunday school.
Yes,
it was a long time ago after Sunday school. I used to watch it after Sunday
GTV.
I should have my grandchildren.
Oh, sorry. Well, now I have an international audience, okay? Uh-huh. So for my international audience, GTV is Ghana Television, which is like
very old.
How can you compare Ghana Television with in the UK?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe like BBC?
Yeah. Maybe it's like BBC or something like that.
So yeah, I used to watch it after Sunday school. So I had seen a few episodes, but when I actually watched it, the first time I actually watched everything, and it got to the point where Joey was in love with Rachel, I was like, this is it, because he's dreamy. I mean, come on.
They didn't go.
They were both idiots. That first kiss was very, you know.
What was that first kiss?
You can't compare it to Rachel and Joe and Ross's first kiss, but their first kiss, I think, was at the hotel where they had the where Ross had a speech to give. That was their first kiss. And it was
it's not good. That was very terrible for me. Yeah. I was like, where are they going with this? No. So no.
He's fine.
For Friends, the best show, the best couple is Monica and Chandler, because they were friends and you could just see that. It was just like, ha, how come we all never saw this? And I heard that they kept it going. I think they wanted to make it like a one-off thing, but the reaction from the audience when it was happening was like, ah,
this is good.
This end game. So right. I actually feel like Ross and Rachel second on the list for Friends, and it's Monica and Chandler.
And Monica, anyone else agree? Monica and Chandler actually helped each other, because he was a mess when they first got together, didn't know how to handle himself in a relationship, and she was a control freak, and somehow in the end she kind of learned to, you know, let things go a little. She learned to let loose a little, and he, you know, found his footing and start to get a little responsible with life. So they really were the ideal couple.
Yeah.
The other two, somebody jumped off a plane. Somebody got off a plane. She didn't
jump off a plane.
Come on. She jumped off the plane. Just to go and see somebody that she had been in love with on and off again for how many years?
We were on a break.
No, they weren't. So yeah, definitely Monica and Chandler.
Okay. So I'm reading from this website called Pure Wow. Entertainment / Best TV Couples. And Monica and this is the 55 best TV couples of all time. It includes shows like Stranger Things, The Office, and more. And on number 29, which I feel should be number one, honestly, is Monica and Chandler. So it says that while other people were all over, just like we said, right? While other people were all over Ross and Rachel, some viewers were standing this iconic 90s couple. They fully embraced one another's oddities and weirdness, even when Monica thought Chandler got off on watching Shark Attack shows. Says Abby Hepworth, from who is a fashion editor. So, yes, people like Monica and Chandler better than they liked Ross and Rachel. Okay.
Absolutely logical.
So what's the next couple that you have in mind?
The next couple I have in mind is actually one that I think is going to cause a bit of a debate. Stefan and Elena, or Elena and Damon?
Oh, Damon and Elena, please. Damon and Elena. Give me that.
But who saw that coming anyway?
Me.
Did you? Did you really?
Yes.
Because I thought it was going to be, no matter what happened, you know, the way that they started full force, okay? And the way that they were going with it, I thought it was going to be, no matter what happened, Elena and Stefan would end up together, even if she drifted off a little with Damon. And with Elena, the reason why I think that is difficult to pick is because with Elena and Stefan, it was very romantic and very touchy-feely and very mushy and, you know, everything that a girl wants to hear. And then with Elena and Damon, it was just passion and pure fire and sexual energy. And it's like, so what do we want? Do we want romance or do we want passion? Which is which? So it's very difficult to choose between the two, but I'm still and always will be an Elena and Stefan fan.
Really? Elena, okay, so on the list that I spoke to you about earlier, the Pure Wow list, Elena and Damon, and it comes into brackets, or Stefan. For Vampire Diaries, it says, whether you're Team Delena or Team Stelena, the TV characters are one of TV's most dramatic love triangles. Ask any fan. They'll go on a tangent about who Elena should have ended up with well after the series finale aired. I never saw the finale, but I was always Team Damon.
I don't even remember if I saw the finale. I don't think I've seen the finale. I think I have to go back to it. Stefan dies.
Oh, yes, why? Stefan... I said I didn't finish. Why? You just spoil it.
That's on you. How many years has it been? How many years? Stefan dies, I think. And he ends up with his best friend. Wait. Remember the best friend, the blondie, who died?
What was her name?
No, that's not Isabel.
Not Bonnie.
No. Stefan's best friend, the girl.
I'm forgetting her name. The vampire. I can see her face, but I'm forgetting her name.
But I think he ends up with her in something like a vampire heaven. I don't know. But I think he dies. He sacrifices his life for Elena, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I think it ended. I have an image like that in my mind. Yeah.
So speaking of love triangles, just like how you would expect Elena and Damon to end up together. Sorry, Elena and Stefan to end up together.
Yeah.
Because they started it from the beginning. That's how people expected Dawson to end up with Joey from Dawson's Creek. But it was always Pacey and... So, Dawson is like the protagonist in the show.
Okay.
Obviously, Dawson's Creek. And Joey is his best friend. And Pacey is also his friend. They are friends, like they're friends. But Joey and Pacey don't get along in the beginning.
Right.
And Dawson is like, I don't know. Have you ever seen a main character of a show being annoying?
Yes, several times.
So for me, Dawson was annoying. But then first he was seeing Joey as a friend. Joey liked him. Then they started going out. But somehow, somewhere in the middle, Pacey comes up and is like, what? This is much better than Dawson. So Team Pacey all the way. You have to add that to your list and see Dawson's Creek. So you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So on the website that I mentioned, they say that it's even more fulfilling when you find the one and they happen to be your best friend. Sure. Relationship starts out strictly platonic. But on the on and off pair find their way back to each other. Into bracket, Dawson, who? So, yeah. Definitely Pacey and Joey. What's your next one?
My next one would be, and I want to say all-time favorite, but because of the way that it ended, I don't think it would be an all-time favorite. Jon Snow and Khaleesi. Yes. Jon Snow and Khaleesi. Maybe it's the sick part of my brain, but I always loved the way that she took like a power position with him, you know, and I feel like the roles were reversed. He sort of submitted to her.
Mm.
And when they were alone, she could be vulnerable with him. But when she was out there, he submitted to her and let her be the queen that she was. And even though it ended tragically, they were still a very dreamy couple, you know, very dreamy. Mm. She was all majestic and all, you know, queen of the dragons and all of that. And he was, I'm masculine enough to let you take center stage. And that's why they're a favorite of mine. Maybe that's why they're a favorite of everybody else's too. Because for once, a woman was boss girl in her rights.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it? Yeah, so that's another favorite of mine.
I didn't particularly watch Game of Thrones.
That's an atrocity.
No, hold on. I watched it after it had aired. And like, as people were waiting for the last season or the season finale or whatever. And then... Mm-hmm. By the time I got there, I was like, oh, and one. But I wasn't really into Jon Snow and Khaleesi like that.
Really? Who are you looking at? The other one, what's his name? The one with the red wedding.
Yes. Hey.
That was they were so sexy.
The one that they killed all of them.
Right? They were so sexy. The black girl. She was black,
yes,
wasn't she?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God. So dreamy.
And that's that man. He had hair. What was his name?
Wow. Who didn't have hair? Who didn't have hair?
I forgot her name. Like the man that she was in a relationship with or that she liked. That they killed them at the red wedding. The black girl.
That was the king of the north. After his dad was beheaded. What's his name? I've forgotten his name. The man's son, Ned Stark's son, who succeeded the throne. That was her husband, the king. King in the north.
I've forgotten everything of that story. We'll come back to it.
That was the king in the north.
Eh?
Yes, at the time. That was the wedding it was their wedding, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, and they killed everybody, including the bride and groom. How tragic.
No stone left unturned.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I have another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Jane the Virgin. Jane and Raphael.
Oh, Jesus. God, hold me. I'm fake. Do you know, apart from how toxic that was, that's the kind of boyfriend I was.
Hey! You want Raphael?
Yes!
Because he has money. Yes.
Yeah, not just because he has money, he's tall, he's sexy, he's a little crazy. I want all of it.
You know how it just reminded you of your watching telenovela days.
Oh,
I mean, obviously, Jane the Virgin is like, it's already a telenovela.
Telenovela, yeah.
But then they've just westernized it.
Right.
So when you see Jane and Raphael, like,
I think I watched that show 3 times. Once alone, the second time I watched with my kid sister, I think, and the third time I watched with my mom, and I could see even my mom was smiling every time they were together. I'm like, madam, your husband has a big stomach, behave yourself. Behave yourself. Okay, I'm like, oh my God, this is
what. And then people think that Michael was better.
Madam, please. Please and please again. Please and please again. He was the person, Michael was the one you love before you find the one.
Hey, Yeah. Seems like you have some kind of insights.
I should have added this to my when I was introducing my. I'm a relationship coach. It's like you're forgetting who you're speaking to. The many years that I have coached you, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Please, I'm very experienced. Michael is the one you love before you find the one. And when you meet the one like Raphael, nothing, no amnesia, no crazy ex-wife. Don't let your girlfriend stop you from meeting the love of your life. What are you talking about? Please, please, please.
So the website says that from the beginning, we were invested in Jane and Raphael's connection, aka Jane's accidental artificially insemination of Raphael's baby. They were so supportive of each other's dreams, always, no matter the obstacle. Damn you, Sin Rostro. They always come back to write the book, follow your passion. You can love your love. Hey, you can have love and career aspirations at the same time. Yeah. Love that, says Rachel Bowie. Yeah. So yeah, Jane and Raphael from Jane the Virgin. Mm-hmm. Very, 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 very lovely couple.
Yeah.
Very, what's very... your next one?
My next one would be Jake and Amy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh! Nine-Nine? They... Also, rest in peace to Captain Holt, Andre. Oh, how do you mention his last name?
Please. Please. I really, really beg you.
Captain Holt.
Captain Holt is enough. Everybody knows who he is. Please. I really beg you. So yeah, Jake and Amy, I thought were an unusual pair.
Very.
In the beginning, I really didn't think they were going to put them together.
But really?
I didn't think they were going to put them together. I thought they were going to be like the, you know, always at each other's throats kind of couple, and only at work, mm-hmm. where they support each other, but then they're in competition with each other all the time. So when they started introducing the romantic feature or factor, I felt like they pushed it a little hard. Because Jake did not have a romantic bone in his body in the beginning. Not one.
He's a fool.
Maybe one of the silliest characters I've seen in a sitcom. And Amy was a little bit of a prude, you know. So for them to be able to combine those two characters was just genius. I think it was incredible writing, and they merged it so beautifully all the way through to marriage, to getting pregnant, all of that. It was so beautiful to watch how they could both be quirky and still do nice things for each other and still be romantic and still be vulnerable with each other and accept each other's flaws, because there were many, especially on Jake's side. Please. Plenty flaws.
I see
you ending up with somebody like that, though.
Me, like Jake.
Why did you scream me like Jake like that? You don't want to. You
Jake,
don't want
to. Jake, what you mean to do?
Is that what you want? Don't you want laughs and a foolish police officer?
Me say laughs. Yeah, your friend then. Bobo Kala. So it says that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that Jake and Amy's quick-witted banter is really just code for how super into each other they are.
Mm-hmm.
Carefree goofball Jake and punctual know-it-all Amy are a match made in TV heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another one for you, Booth and Bones from Bones. Have you ever watched Bones?
Nope.
I'm on a rewatch right now. Why don't you like good things, Maria?
I've not even. Do you know the only Bones I know? The only Bones I know is Mr. Bones.
Yeah,
that's the only one I know. Please, Mr. Bones.
Bones. She's a forensic anthropologist, and he's an FBI agent.
Yeah.
And she helps him, like when a body is so decomposed that it's just left with the bones, she's able to figure out how the person died and all of that. So she helps identify the bodies with her lab, her, there's an entomologist, there's an artist who does the facial reconstruction, there's her interns who are also forensic anthropologists, and then the head of the institution, who is a coroner. Right. And their relationship is just like, I think everybody who knows Bones, you know that Bones and Booth are like amazing. And she's like Sheldon. Okay. You know Sheldon from
Big Bang Theory.
Yes, she's like, right, Sheldon. Like, she doesn't get pop culture references.
Right.
So when you say that, her catchphrase is, I don't know what that means. And which is just funny. So I'm on another website, which is Entertainment Weekly. And Entertainment Weekly says 100 best TV romances of all time. We have 48, which is Booth and Bones.
Right.
And it says that Temperance Brennan was a brilliant woman in STEM when TV didn't have nearly enough. And her beloved relationship with Celie Booth was an equally important part of Bones' legacy. So this is a quote. We rewrote and rehearsed. We cultivated our characters that way and excited the writers. That is the actor who played Celie Booth, told Entertainment Weekly in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
They initially wanted a serious ex-spouses show, and we wanted a character show. Thankfully, they got exactly what they wanted, because over 12 seasons, viewers watched them bicker, fall in love, start a family, and solve cases.
Mm.
When reflecting on the season finale, Deschanel, who is the Brennan actress, Emily Deschanel, who is Zoe Deschanel's sister, actually. Zoe Deschanel from New Girl.
Right.
Yeah. So Deschanel shared their witty repartee in the pilot drew her to the project in the first place. They have this kind of sexual tension and they disagree with each other, but they have mutual respect at the same time, which I think was so nice, she said. So that is Booth and Brennan.
That is interesting. I think I'll check it out.
You have to check it out, though.
I probably will.
Okay, what's your next one?
Have you seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Oh, no, not Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Sorry. No. Sorry. Have you seen Rosewood? Have you watched Rosewood? Yeah,
they canceled that show.
They did? And I'm sitting here waiting for them. And I'm...
sorry. You've been waiting for long.
They canceled it. I can't believe it.
Was it one season or two? It was like two seasons.
It was
two. Yeah, they canceled it.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Very fantastically canceled.
It's okay. This episode is over. I'm very sad.
So what were you waiting for?
Yeah, I was waiting.
You know how long that show?
I don't even know when they brought it out, and only I don't
you
know.
Watched it for the first time.
I watched it. I think it was at the hostel. I watched it at the hostel. My Maria, laptop.
We finished school about 4 years ago.
Okay. Well, I'm so lost. Oh my! Wow, Amma, we are old.
You are who?
What am I doing with my life, Jesus?
It's nice, though.
Okay, so Dr. Beaumont Rosewood and Detective Via. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were also. We didn't even get to see it into fruition.
Right? We don't they see didn't have, how it ends.
The last thing I remember is a hotel.
Yes, we don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. That's what I've been waiting for.
Sorry.
For 4 years. That's what I've been waiting for. But, I mean, Morris Chestnut is just sexy. You know, there's I don't think there's anything that they can do to that man that would change his sex appeal. And
maybe if he does something very terrible, then it will clarify.
Probably. But Jaina Lee Ortiz is one of the best Latina actresses I know.
So you cry. Haven't you seen her in another show, Safe? She's been show for like 7 seasons.
What show is that?
Station 19.
I haven't watched that.
It's a spin-off of Grey's Anatomy. And she's been in that show for like 7 seasons. So as you were waiting for her in Rosewood.
Oh, I should have seen. Is she in love with anybody on that one?
Yeah. Oh, she also has a ship in that one.
I'll watch it. I'll start watch tomorrow. It. Station 19. I'm not doing with my life anyway. I'll start tomorrow. Because she and Morris were just fire. Even though we don't see anything really come out of it, you could tell that they both liked
there
each other.
There was potential.
There was potential. It could have been beautiful. It could have been great.
Hey, cut short. Mr. Cut short.
Right? What effrontery. What effrontery to cut that short.
Like,
it could have been great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they didn't give it a chance.
I don't understand. They were just a beautiful couple. Imagine the babies they could have made. So caramel sad. And chocolates, just like my skin tone. Oh my
hey,
God.
Okay, let's move all on. Right. Speaking let's of chocolates, on. Let's move on mm-hmm. to a fantastic black love known as mm-hmm. Lawrence and Issa from Insecure.
Ooh, that's another one I so, refuse to watch.
I know that you say you don't watch Insecure. But I just went on a binge rewatch, my yearly rewatch. It's not even yearly, it's like my 3-monthly rewatch of of Insecure. And Lawrence and Issa. So at the beginning, we find out that Lawrence and Issa have been in a relationship for 5 years, like since they were in college or something. And now that Issa is working in an after school program for kids in the community. Lawrence wants to start his own business. Like he wants to make an app. Right. And it's not working out. So he's like unemployed. And he's not trying to like find another job. He doesn't want to work for somebody. He wants to like be like a boss man, whatever, whatever. And it's been long, like
for like crimony stuff.
For 2 years, he's not doing anything. He's on the couch. Like, he doesn't do anything for her birthday. So she's feeling, like, neglected, dejected, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, someone else that she went to school with, high school with, is starting to give her attention. And then she... that man. And like, she immediately, like, regrets it, of course. And they break up. So at the so now, people are like, oh, will he ever forgive her? So it's a long... rolling around of would they ever get back together
or not. Yes. Right, do and they ever get back together?
You have to watch to find out, innit?
Girl, just tell me.
No,
maybe maybe that's what will push me to watch it. You never know.
Wow, if I tell you what happens, then you don't care.
Oh my God.
If I told you what happens, okay. So Entertainment Weekly says throughout 5 seasons, I hope as I'm reading, they don't tell us what happens. Throughout 5 seasons, there were plenty more of moments where this insecure couple played by Jay Ellis and Issa Rae could have rocketed up and down this list. Going into the series finale, even the creator or star was unsure if their facilitating pair was the right end game. I did not think that they were going to end up together. I'm giving it away. And I was in the camp of feeling that I didn't want Issa to end up with a man who had his... Hey, I spoiled it. I'll not say this line. Ray told Entertainment Weekly in 2001. Then I started to become Issa D and started to shoot as hair and live as hair. I found myself wanting him and missing him and wanting that for hair. I think we're both simultaneously on a journey to recognize that we could be happy together. So that to answer your question, they end up together, but I'll not tell you the in-betweens of what happens in between before they end up together.
Gosh.
So yeah, everybody was team Lawrence. Lawrence Hyde, we out here. What's your next one?
My next one is one that I don't know if it's going to be too popular with your international audience, but in your African audience might get it. TMC, that started on YouTube. Did you watch that? The Men's Club.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yep.
Men's Club.
I want to say Tumini and, what's his name? Tumini and...
Amuni.
No, he's not Midi. What's his name?
Amuni.
What? What did you say?
Amuni.
Aminu. Amuni. Wow. Amuni. So I know that Tumini and Aminu are the obvious pick. They are the obvious pick for everybody. They are the ultimate. But Louise and Lola. Oh, God.
Is it the one that was best friends with him?
Yes, the one that was best friends with him, and then he leaves his wife, okay, oh, and marries her. Or right. The wife was what?
Was the wife mean? I think I'm.
She was a meanie. She was a meanie, and she gets pregnant for him on purpose in a bid to save their marriage. But at this point, he was already in love with Lola. In fact, marrying her in the first place was like, it was sort of like a way to get the two families to go into business, and so he had to marry her. Okay. So he never really loved her from the beginning. It was always he and Lola. And Louise will lay down his life for Lola. He will literally lay down his life for Lola. Okay.
Okay.
And so even though Aminu and Tumini are, because it's Ayola, what is he not romantic in?
Look no? at him as Mide.
Whether he's Mide or he's Aminu is the same thing. But Louise is, he's goofy, he's sexy, he's romantic, he's a little bit of a playboy.
Yeah, romantic. You know?
And they have this obvious chemistry, even offset. Like when you see some of their videos where they're just being, you know, silly and playing around and just taking selfies and stuff like that, you can tell that the chemistry between them is palpable, literally. So
hey, yeah, my friend can speak English, guys. Look how she said palpable. Wow.
Do you know how many books I read in my day?
Sorry, girl, in your day, that shows your age.
Yeah, very much. So yeah, Louise and Lola in TMC.
Okay, so since you brought up Mide, we can also talk about Mide and Tiwa. And we can talk about, do we still Shaliwa, talk about Shaliwa and Mohammed? Because
and Mohammed, please, I don't want to hear me say, please, don't go there. Don't do that. I'm waiting for, don't do that. I'm waiting for them to release the entire thing. I stay away from anything that has the resemblance. You know the way that the Bible asks us to stay away from sexual sin and the resemblance of it? That's the way I stay away from spoilers when it comes to skinny girl in transit.
Well, please. I might give it away for you. Give me money.
Hey, I'll block you. I promise. I will just drop this video, this podcast right now.
Give me money.
Madam. How will I give it to you? Will you come to Holly or should I come?
Just send it to my bank account. How's it happen?
Please, I beg you. Leave me there where he's standing.
So, yeah, leave Mide and Shaliwa. And Shaliwa and Mohammed. I wonder how things are
spoiled,
going now.
Spoil this one for me. Does, what's her name? Tiwa's best friend. What's her name? Bisola, what's her name?
Didi.
Does she end up with the guy that she was seeing who had the two kids or three kids or whatever?
Watch it.
Has she hooked up with him?
Watch it.
Yet. Hey.
Let's move on. It's my turn. So, the next ship I have for you is from The Good Wife. I don't know if you've watched The Good Wife.
No, I haven't watched God.
It. So, there's Will and Alicia from The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you about Alicia, right? She's a mother and a wife, as the name suggests. And her husband is political aspirant, presidential aspirant.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a scandal in a sense that he cheats on his wife with, is it one of the campaign people or something? I've forgotten. A model or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. And the video leaks. And he has to apologize to the world. and his wife stands by him as he does that apology. Mm-hmm. And so she's tagged the good wife. So the beginning of the series is him giving that speech, her holding his hand by his side. And so when they get mm-hmm. to the back, he starts to say thank you to her, and she gives him a dirty slap.
Hi.
See, from that moment, I was hooked onto the show. I said, ha, why? What happened? Why is she slapping him like that?
Is it a drama?
Yes, it's a legal drama.
Okay.
It's a legal drama. So it's something I know that you definitely enjoy it. So
yeah, I'm going to watch. I'm going to add it to my list.
The Good Wife. So yeah, Will and Alicia. So Will is somebody that's Alicia. So when she gave birth, she gave up her career to take care of the children while her husband pursued his political
career.
He's also the DA, district attorney.
Right.
But he also I think he stopped that to whatchamacallit. So even apart from the cheating, there was also some scamming or embezzlement or something like that that sent him to prison.
Number one.
That sent him to prison. I've forgotten what it was. And then, so now she has to work for her kids, right?
Okay.
So she calls her friend from law school, who is a partner in a law firm. And then he gives her work as, you know, one of the lawyers. But then she's now like, anka uoga na anka obey pupil, because she worked like a very long time ago. Is it? Yeah. So anyway, the man liked her in school, or they liked each other, but then they never got their time in, right? And anyway, so it's a whole will they, won't they sort of thing. They actually, like, there's a part where they actually start something. It's like she's getting back at her husband kind of affair.
I see.
Anyway.
I'm all for it.
So Alicia and Will were always meant to be together. We knew the minute she ran into him in the Good Wife pilot, and he offered her the chance to come work at his firm. But the nature of their work, coupled with her scandal-filled marriage to Mr. Bigger, why do you call him? Oh, sorry, Peter Florig. And the kids she had with him kept Alicia from her one true love. Right. I will not read the rest of the sentence because that will give away the season 5 shocking episode.
Don't read it. I'll go and watch it. The Good Wife, right?
Yeah, The Good Wife. Starring Juliana Margulies and Josh Charles.
Right. Okay.
All right.
I'll go and check it out.
You go to your next one.
My next one. Have you seen The Walking Dead?
I've heard of it. I know it's also very long, but I've never seen it.
I don't think it's something that you'd enjoy because you're very squeamish. So I don't think you'd like it because there's a lot of blood and gore and nastiness. So basically, there's a zombie apocalypse. Okay. The world is ending. The world has come to a standstill. Everybody's eating brains. But only a few people survive. Okay. So if you get bitten by a zombie, or you'd, in fact, it gets to a point where even when the virus gets so bad that even if you're not bitten by a zombie and you die, you wake up again as a zombie. that's where they led the thing to. And so the people who have survived are now forming groups so that nobody's left alone. Because if you are four and you meet a zombie, you can kill it. But if it's just one person, you know, they will kill you, they'll eat your brains, or you wake up as a zombie and eat somebody's brains. And people are eating their children.
Are you
children
happy with this show you are watching?
Amma, it's so intriguing. It's so captivating. And you would think, right, that if the world is ending, the few of us that are left will learn to be kinder to each other. No?
Mm-mm.
But no. These people have formed a group. So these are the good people, I should say, who have come together and formed a group. And strangely enough, somebody finds love. Glenn and Maggie. Glenn is an Asian guy who, I've forgotten what he was before the apocalypse hits, but he had joined the group of good guys who had survived, and they, like, while they're going, they're looking for settlements, they're looking for somewhere that they can sleep, that zombies cannot get in.
Uh-huh.
They get to like a field where a Christian man or a pastor lives with his family, and he houses them for a while, and he has a daughter called Maggie, and Glenn and Maggie fall in love.
Uh-huh.
Eventually this pastor dies, and they are, you know, moving along and moving from place to place. They have become a Normandies or whatever they call them. Moving from place to place. Sana, there's another group also somewhere. Somebody has also formed his group and he's calling himself the governor.
Hey.
Okay. And he is like the wickedest of wicked souls that ever wickedested on this planet. Now, Maggie and Glenn get married. And Maggie is pregnant with Glenn's baby. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to go to this governor and see if this governor has, you know, is there some people that we can join? Do they have food? Do they have this? Do they have that? Let me spoil this for you. What happens is this man is so wicked. He takes them hostage. And this Glenn boy, Amma, he's the kind of boy that he's tiny. Okay, he's a small boy. He's a small man. I think he was even younger than Maggie. He's a small man. He's small, smallish, but he is absolutely incredibly in love with this girl, and he will give his life for her, and he's married to this girl who's now carrying his little Asian sweet little baby, and the governor kills this guy in the most tragic way. Look, he has this baseball bat, and he has thorns wrapped around the baseball bat, and he bashes this boy's head like a watermelon while his pregnant wife is looking on. And what, you know how sometimes you say when you have a brain injury, you're dead but you're not dead?
I don't know that they say that.
While he has one eyeball on top of his head and the other eyeball on his chin, and his face is contorted, he's saying, "Find Maggie. Where's Maggie? I'm looking for Maggie. Find Maggie," while he's dying.
So does he become a zombie?
You have to bash a person's head, shoot them in the head, and they don't become a zombie. They die.
Oh.
But he kills this boy. And while this boy is dying, he's calling his wife's name. Oh. And his pregnant wife is looking on. And it's a it's a tragic love story, but their love was so strong, and the fact that they even had the presence of mind to fall in love
when the world is ending,
when there were zombies all around them, is so, so sad. But yeah, they are my next couple.
So everybody, I see needs a love Walking like Dead, Glenn and Maggie on Entertainment Weekly's list. We are number 67.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so it says, "Surviving a zombie apocalypse is damn near impossible, as The Walking Dead proved over and over and over again, to new levels of devastating heartbreak each time. But to find love amid the violence and gore and decimated population, where it seemed no one is trustworthy, let alone available for romance, that should have never happened. And yet, Glenn and Maggie defied all odds, and went from virtual strangers to obligatory allies, to eventually husband and wife on AMC's long-running drama. Until the most hated villain of all time ripped them apart in one of the most gruesome death scenes to ever air on TV." Wow. Then I don't even want to see how that was like. Glenn's final words to Maggie, as his head was bashed in by a barbed wire-covered baseball bat: "No, you will never forget that image, and so neither can you. Where I will find you.
I will find you."
We are sobbing again. His final wishes are that he would go so far to even in his broken state, "I will find you." That's heavy. Yeah. Yoon told EW in 2016. "I think he means a lot of things. Part of it is that he's just had his brain knocked in and is glitching. And maybe he's going back to a time when he was looking for Maggie when they were separated. Maybe he's trying to leave a lasting legacy of what it is to be Glenn in that moment, and to be selfless and say, 'Don't worry, I'll always be there.' or there's nothing that can separate us. And that could definitely be it. But I think the beauty of this particular situation is the fact that it's so layered and you can draw whatever you want out of those words. Glenn and Maggie deserved so much better. And no, we will never forget. We'll never get over their tragic ending.
Yeah.
Aww. Then I'm never going to watch The Walking Dead if this is what I have to look forward to.
It's horrible. You shouldn't watch it. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
So I have my own.
Uh-huh.
There's Derek and Meredith from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, good.
Now, I'll tell you something. In the beginning, when I started watching Grey's Anatomy, I thought Derek and Meredith were like the thing, like the it thing. Like they were a great couple, but as I watch it again, Derek did not deserve Meredith.
Really?
Really?
Is he the Shao? Is he the one that sleeps with everybody?
No, no. That's McSteamy. That's
McDreamy.
McDreamy is Derek. McSteamy is Mark Sloan.
So who gets his wife and his girlfriend on the lift and his best friend laughing at him on the lift?
That's Derek.
God.
So, the thing is that Derek was married, right? And his wife cheated on him with McSteamy. That is his best friend, Mark Sloan.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So, they were in New York. And so, when that happened, one of his teachers or his mentor, who is the chief of surgery at the time, it was called Seattle Grace Hospital, calls in that there's a position open for him to be chief of neurosurgery. And he takes it because he has to just leave whatever is happening with his wife's situation. So he comes to Seattle and he meets Meredith at a bar and they spend one night together. And the next day, she's starting her job as an intern.
Okay.
And so she sacks him from her house, whatever, so that she thinks that they'll never meet again. And so she goes to work. She has her first case and she has to get a neurosurgery consult. And her resident, who is Dr. Bailey, tells her that she should go and see Dr. Shepherd. He's over there. He's over there, no? She looks, and it's the same man that she came out of her house this morning. So that's where it starts from.
I see.
And it's the whole thing. Meredith has plenty issues she has to go through. Even Derek has plenty issues. At the end of the day, they get married. They have children. I'll spoil it for you because at this point, I don't think you ever watch
Grey's Anatomy. Don't worry. I'm not going to watch it.
Derek dies.
Everybody dies. It's not news. Everybody dies. They might as well have a zombie apocalypse. Everybody dies.
Derek dies in the season 11 of Grey's Anatomy. So no one expects a one-night stand to turn into the love of your life. But here we are. We can spend hours highlighting our favorite Meredith and Derek moments. Remember when he proposed with a post-it note? And yes, we are still crying over that episode. That episode being the episode that he died, by the way.
Absolute nonsense.
What's your next one?
My next one. Have you watched 911?
I've watched it, but I had to stop because it was making me sleep.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. My next one is Bobby and Athena. Athena is played by, what's her name? Angela Bassett. Okay.
You mean the Athena's man who is the fire station
fighter?
Chief.
The firefighter, yes.
And Angela Bassett.
Yes, Bobby Nash and Angela Bassett.
No.
What that's do you mean? Part no.
Of why I stop watching.
Why?
I don't see it. I don't see the chemistry. No, no, no.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure, dear.
Oh, Amma, that's not true.
As part of us,
they were so good for each other. I have three ships on that show. I was shipping Maddie Buckley, which is Buckley's big sister, and Howie.
Huh?
Chimney. Did you even, how far did you even watch?
I watched up to like the beginning of season 2. You see?
Do you remember Ghost Whisperers?
Yes. I
so watched the girl that was
I watched up to when Jennifer Love Hewitt. So
yes.
You see, there was the first 911 operator and one of the firefighters.
Uh-huh.
The one that her mother had Alzheimer's or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So those two people, I was liking them. Then the second season, she was not there again.
Yeah, she left after her mother died. She said she needed to find herself because for the longest time, her entire life was about her mother. So after her mother died, she felt like her life didn't have meaning anymore. And she used to be somebody before her mother got sick. She wants to go and find that person again. In fact, when people say that, I don't understand. Where are you going to look for that person? Do you have to leave your town? Was the person living there? Is the person living in a different country? Do you have to leave your town to go and find a person in a different country? But anyway, that's what she does. She goes to Italy. So she's basically globetrotting just so that she can find herself again. And she falls in love with somebody else and gets married.
Is that what happened?
Yes, that's done. She and Buck never get together, ever.
See?
And in fact, Buck doesn't get together with anybody because after her, he fell in love again with the journalist. Did you watch up to that point where the journalist came? So that's the whole thing. That's a different thing. But Buck had a big sister, okay, who came into town after she ran away from her husband who was an abuser and almost killed her. And she falls in love with Buck's colleague at work, Chimney, the one who had the you know, thingy in the head. Did you watch up to that point when he had an accident? Yes. So she falls in love with him. Yes.
Uh-huh.
She falls in love with him. Her husband really finds her. Eh?
Really him?
Yes, him. What do you mean? What does that even mean? Ma'am, what does that mean?
I just don't see
they're very, very, he's very sweet with, you know, he's really sweet. He was a really sweet character. He's very sweet with her, and they go through ups and downs. They go through so much. Her ex-husband finds her, kidnaps her, takes her to some snowy mountain, and she kills her ex-husband there because he wanted to kill her. Because if he can't have her, then nobody can have her. And the ex-husband stabs Chimney, and Chimney almost dies. And yes, they get back together, and she says she doesn't want their relationship to start on a tragedy, so they break up. Then they get back together, they have a baby, and she has postpartum depression, so they break up again. It's a whole thing with them.
Wow.
So that's just very chaotic. My ship was Bobby and Athena after she found out her husband was gay, and so they divorced. Mm-hmm. Okay. But her husband is still in her life because they have to be good for their kids. They raise their kids well, and they don't want the relationship where they're angry at each other all the time and fighting, and it affects the children. So they keep a really good friendship. But in line with her business or her job, she falls in love with the captain of the fire department,
mm-hmm.
who is also struggling with losing his family because he was a drunk. He bends them. And bends down, his apartment building, and his family dies in that fire. So he has his own demons that he's struggling with, and she sort of lifts him up, and they just go together. I can climb the mountains. He saves her a couple times, and she saves him a couple times, and it's just love, 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 love.
Uh-huh.
And they are the ideal couple. Okay. They remind me of my mom and dad.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So we're moving on to about 1 hour plus of this episode. And I feel you and I could go on and on and on and on and on.
Right.
So we'll have to save more of this for a part two, probably.
A part two.
So we're going to give this one a last one.
Okay.
So everybody except you, obviously, loved the first season of Bridgerton. When Bridgerton came out, everybody was talking about this famous line, "I burn for you." So you see Daphne and Simon from Bridgerton? That is what we are ending this episode with. Okay. Is that I'll tell you about Bridgerton in this episode. Find it on Netflix. It's not too late for you to watch this night. I know that you would like it, Maria. Watch Bridgerton and watch this people. So Daphne is part of the Bridgerton family, and this is in, I don't even know which, I've forgotten the age. Let's say it's in olden times. And it's olden times. Let's say if you're like a woman of age, you go to the I forgot what they call it. But the queen chooses her, the lady of the season, basically.
Okay.
And Daphne was chosen as that.
Okay. And
so when that happens, men will come to you. You have to choose your own, because it's like you are ripe for marriage. So when she was chosen, oh, I forgot. So what's the diamond of the season?
I see.
Is it diamond of the season? Where are you? I forgot.
Maybe it's gold.
It's not. It's something of the season. Anyway. Then Simon too is the Duke of Hastings, and he's taking over his after his father has died, and he doesn't like his father because when he was younger, he was struggling to speak, he was stammering, and his father was he has given birth to a useless son, so his father threw him away. And then this lady called Lady Danbury took him in, helped him to speak. And then he came back to his father to teach his father that, oh, daddy, I can talk, blah, blah, blah. But at a point, he started to stammer again. His father said, sure, you are still useless, blah, blah, blah. So when his father was on his dying bed, he told his father that he will never sire an heir, that it will end with him.
Wow.
You bab. So he has decided that he will never have children. But Daphne too is the type of girl who does what? Would love to have a child. And she, and in those times, mothers would not speak to their children about, well, I don't know if it's still relevant to in this day, but in this day, like, you learn in schools. But in those times, they wouldn't teach a girl that this is what happens before somebody has a child. Like, this is how this is how sex is. And this is how you have a child. So they keep asking themselves, like, how do you come with child? Like, they don't know, you bab. So Daphne was one of those. And so they have this whole thing where Daphne doesn't want the type of men that are coming to her. They pretend to be in a relationship, basically. Fake courtship. Okay. And then they fall in love. You know how it goes. So now you have to. And those, I have to add, in those days too, if they see you with a man alone, you have to marry him. It's like you're taking away a woman's dignity. So it's like if you are talking to a man, a man in the corner,
he has to marry you by force.
Someone comes to catch you, people is like, hey, what are you people doing? So Duffy's brother came to catch. Well, in this one, their defense, they were kissing. So
anyways.
So now they are going to do a duel. And it's unlawful, blah blah blah. At the end of the day, they marry, and you have to watch it. I don't know. I'm not saying it well, but you should just see how, like, it builds up. So on
the whole thing is just, I don't know. It's too scripted for my taste.
My sister, watch the script. I say, in fact, because of you, I'm going to watch it this evening again. A romance novel granted a rare big budget adaptation. Bridgerton. I'm going to read it what's the name of the woman crying with the pen? A romance novel, granted a rare big budget adaptation, Bridgerton, really find the television period piece. Daphne and Simon began as a mutually beneficial fake courtship, but their love quickly became abundantly real to audiences. From spoon licks to cunning library linguistics, Daphne and Simon made viewers burn for them. It's not often you see. It's not often. So this is the actress playing Daphne talking. She says, okay. It's not often you see sex treated that way, essentially, in Daphne's journey. So like okay. I told you, how she doesn't yeah. know how it works.
Yeah.
So that is like an important factor to note.
Oh my God.
So that is what the actress playing had to say about the show. So, like I said, we could go on and on and on and on and on and on. And on.
I have a bonus one.
I didn't mention Jim and Pam from The Office, did I?
No.
Ah, Jim and Pam. Sorry. Jim and Pam. They are also the one of... I need water in my studios.
The receptionist and the tall guy?
Yes! Hey!
Yeah, I know them. I've seen a few of those scenes. But I bet they're not as interesting as Olivia Pope and Preston Fitzgerald from Scandal.
Oh, God. You mean...
Did you watch Scandal?
You like extramarital affairs. Is that what you're saying to us?
I mean...
Adultery. What I'm saying...
Love is love is please. Love. Have you not heard?
Adult, let them do it to you. You say love is love is love.
Oh my God. Olivia Pope and President Fitzgerald. Forget. Baby girl. Those two are iconic. Iconic. If you want my love, you have to earn me. I want to say that to somebody, but that just means I'm looking for toxicity and I'm not.
No, this is toxic. This is a fair.
I hope there's a part two because I've got a list of these toxic couples. Okay.
I have we'll a list. Come back for part two. So we can go on and on and on and on about these TV couples because every day something is coming up and we're always hooked onto these couples. Yeah. So when the time is right, we will have another part of this episode. Maria, thank you so, so much for your contribution to this episode. And I'm very
welcome.
As I'm looking through this list, I see your Olivia and Fitz.
They're amazing, please. They're very sexy. Mm-hmm. Sexy couples all the way. Like me and my boyfriend.
Okay, sure. So, at the end of the day, these are things that make us escape our realities. Life is hard.
Yes, live vicariously through them. If you're single like me and Amma and you have nobody to call your own, this 14th of February, that's approaching with fear and alacrity. Try watching Ross and Rachel. You can watch Jake and Amy. Mm-hmm. Pick one, my dear. The choices are endless.
We've mentioned so many, so you can just pick so a many. Show.
Yeah, you pick one
and enjoy. So, ladies,
yeah, and enjoy gentlemen. The Valentine's Day with your laptop.
This episode will come out after Valentine's Day. So,
oh my God, sorry guys, you missed it.
Also, you missed it. So next time we'll talk about maybe this or talk about something else. Anyway, if you have any shows with interesting TV couples you'd like to share, please comment and don't forget to share this episode. My guest has been the ever chocolatey, ever
beautiful,
ever life and sexy resource champion. Maria Yali, and we've been talking about our best favorite all-time TV couple in television history. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to give it a thumbs up. I don't know how you do the thumbs up. Oh, I know. You can share the show. You can subscribe to this channel on Spotify or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Maria, thank you so much again for joining me.
Always, always a pleasure.
Yes. So we'll love to have you back some other time.
I better be back.
You've actually been in episodes of my podcast, you know, but just audio messages.
I don't deserve a few seconds on it. I deserve for my, you know, beautiful voice to be heard across board, ma'am. Yeah,
that's what we've done for you today. Thank you. We'll see you next time. So guys, see you next time, right? Okay. All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to Ayuba Speaks Literally. Na 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 na.